back to Full Coverage, your favorite
Fools. Okay, first of all, I just have to say we're filming this one super late. So if I'm like this halfway through the episode.
You guys, it's literally, what time is it? It's 9:40
at night. Do not comment that I have depression. Please. Do not.
This is not the episode of comment about depression.
There's a difference between depression and being tired. It's two different things.
Laura also, like, she had an event today.
Yeah.
And you didn't even get to go home first.
Girl, I've been gone.
You've been glam since 9 a.m.
Yep.
And it's 9 p.m. So you've been glam.
I've been gone 12 hours straight. No breaks.
Gone. Boom, boom, boom.
Boom, boom, boom. And it's going to be about 13, 14 hours before we get out of here.
Oh, 100%.
But you know that influencers don't do anything for a living. I got told that the other day in the DMs.
I forgot about that. They do nothing.
Someone DM'd me and said... Not that I'm like, oh, poor me, whatever. People DM stuff all the time. I don't take it to heart. So I'm not build a poor me case, you know. But she was like, this is so fucking ridiculous that you get free PR. You literally do nothing for a living.
I remember you saying that.
And I was like, oh!
Nothing? Nothing.
Nothing.
I've heard the same thing.
Okay, well, I work way more hours now than when I had a full-time job. So I don't know. It may not be the same work, but girl.
It's still work. Work is work.
Oh.
Us in sequin, by the way.
First of all, let's talk about that.
Can we have a moment for the dress?
Hey.
Can we hear it for the dress? Hey.
Can we have it for the jacket?
Can we hear it for the jacket?
For the jacket.
You guys, we want to do like more like little, like themes.
You know.
Like sequin day or like cowboy hat day.
That's right.
And we've done both those days.
What's
this
next?
This is so tight on me. Dude, look at this.
Are you better not rip it.
I'm gonna rip this shit, dude.
Don't, it's cute.
I don't want to, but like my forearms.
Guys, if you're listening, Manny is wearing a black sequin jacket and I am wearing a lime green all sequin dress.
And we're living.
And we're living.
And we're living the fantasy. Sometimes I forget that we have listeners.
Imagine
and not
I was a sociopath and I was like, Manny is wearing a hot pink.
I'd be like, are you okay? I'd be like, we can't do this.
And people watch her like, what the hell is
like,
she talking
about?
What
the fuck are you talking about? You're a fucking psychopath?
Psychopath. Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
Mm-hmm. It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
You guys, by the way, next week's episode of Full Coverage, we have a special guest.
Oh my God, guys, y'all better tune in because it is a good episode. We already filmed it.
Mm-hmm.
And
we filmed it first.
Yes. Should we say who?
Yeah, with Katie.
It's Katie.
With Katie. We're so, so, so excited. Katie DeGroot.
Katie DeGroot comes on and spills the tea.
She spills all the tea on the tea that's been teeing.
That's all right.
But today's episode, guys, it's going to be our favorite episode.
The rapid fire.
The rapid fire of doom and death.
And baby, do we got some information to go over with you.
When the notepad comes out, you know it's serious. And Laura busts out the notepad. But before that, I want you to tell them that thing you told me.
Oh, yes. Okay, guys, listen up.
How about our week? We have to talk about our week first.
I feel like I can help people through reading my self-help books because I just tell you everything they say.
You help me by telling me.
Thank you.
Because you do the work for me and then you regurgitate.
I feel like it's then my job to regurgitate. To share it.
It's like you're a mommy bird, I'm a baby bird, and you're feeding me like...
That's exactly what I want you guys to envision.
I like this.
Ah! Mm-hmm. Okay. So anyways, so I've been working on myself. You guys, you know that very hard, especially this year, end of last year. And I'm reading a self-help book. It's called You Are a Badass at Making Money. It's mm-hmm. not all about making money. Don't judge the book by the cover. I definitely did to start with. So anyways, it's going through the part where it's talking about how you talk to yourself. Mm-hmm. And I do not talk that ugly to myself because I know it's bad too.
Totally.
And I try to be like, oh, don't do it. But I'm really good at the self-deprecating humor.
That's my favorite kind.
That's my favorite kind. Mm-hmm. And that's the sneaky kind.
It's not good. It's not good to do that.
But I always would be like, it's not that serious. I'm just kidding with myself.
I'm just being funny.
Uh-huh. Like I would look in the mirror and be like, bitch, you're dumb. Or, you know, I would say something or think something stupid. I'm like, you're a fucking idiot.
Or like, oh, you don't wear that. It doesn't look fucking good.
I'd be like, oh, like you look like a fucking wreck in this picture, you know, and scroll on. And I would say those things to myself, and I think as most of us have.
100%. Daily.
And I didn't see the big deal in them because I'm like, it's not that big of a deal. But this book challenged me because it was like, view that in a different way. You think it's not a big deal to talk to yourself and let those words come in through your brain. Now imagine someone you love saying that exact thing to you. So for instance, I'm like, ooh, girl, you look like shit here. Imagine if Manny walked up to me, looked at a picture of me and said, Laura, you look like shit here. That would hurt me.
That would be trauma.
That would be trauma. What if my husband looked at me in the face, said, you're a fucking idiot.
You're an idiot.
What if my niece looked at me and said, you are so stupid.
Mm-hmm.
How hurtful.
It'd be like a fucking blow to the chest.
A blow. Mm-hmm, something like that would take me out for days, like would really, really cause a lot of pain for me. Mm-hmm. But these are things that I would say to myself and use it as in a way of it's not that big of a deal because mm-hmm. it's just me. And it's like, you have to be with you till the day you die. You have to wake up every morning to you. Mm-hmm. You have to wake up every, you know, like it's always going to be you.
It's always going to be you in your head.
It's always going to be there. So you have to make it a nice place. And I always thought I did make it a nice place, mm-hmm. but this book really challenged me to do that. So I've been doing that. And to tell you the truth, I have caught myself so much more talking shit. Like I'm mm-hmm. so much more aware because then I'm taking that, whatever I said, and I'm putting it in the mouth of someone I love. And every time I'm like, oh no, that would end that relationship. Or like that would fucking, whoa. But then why are you so comfortable saying it to yourself?
Exactly.
So guys, I challenge you. I seriously challenge you. I've challenged Manny and mm-hmm.
I've been noticing.
Have you?
I be fucking noticing, dude.
I've really, and I challenge you guys. If you say something negative about yourself, you need to take that and put it in the mouth of someone you love and imagine them saying that to you. And it will really change your perspective and you will see how damaging it is to speak to yourself like that. Why don't I have that confidence that girl is? Well, maybe because you shit on yourself all day.
Right. Totally. And even like with me, I'll look in the mirror and be like, okay, double chin, calm down. Yeah. Like I'll like do like self-deprecating with the way I look mm-hmm. and like with the way I am. You know what I mean? I'll do things like that. And then I imagined it because I literally just happened to me, I'm not kidding, yesterday. I was like looking in the mirror and I had like did something and I saw my double chin. I'm like, okay, fucking double chin. And I was like,
so imagine me and Manny like, on this podcast saying that, or my right mom now. Saying that. And like, I look at him and go, okay, double chin, calm down.
I would literally be like, I would laugh because of the trauma, like me being uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But I would be genuinely hurt.
Be crazy.
I'd be like, dude, what the fuck?
But you're okay to say that to yourself.
Yeah, but to me, I'm like, oh, it's whatever.
And you're supposed to be the one that loves yourself
the most.
The most,
number one. You're supposed to be your number one.
It really, honestly, reading that, like, changed the way I thought of this whole, like, mm-hmm. self-love and, like, mm-hmm. the way you talk to yourself and like how you can bury that as humor or not that big of a deal, but really it could be the very reason you don't have confidence or you're not mm-hmm. moving on to the next step of your life. You're not trying something because you've shit talk yourself to death.
Totally. And the thing is like, it's not something that is going to change overnight. It's just something like,
you gotta work even
when
on.
You put it, yeah. When you like put it in my head, I was like, holy fuck. And I just thought about it. And then literally in the next hour I was doing the same thing and I'm like, oh shit. Like it's something you have to like kind of catch yourself and like train yourself not to do. It's not something you're just going to know how to do mm-hmm. immediately the next day where it's like, oh, I'm just going to be kumbaya, love myself 100% all the time.
Yeah.
That's not how it is.
And it's like we're going to practice.
And you're going to like slip up to it and stuff like that. But I think it's something to note mm-hmm. that it's like you really being your biggest cheerleader is the most important thing because everyone can go away and look what you're still stuck with yourself.
Always going to be stuck with yourself no matter where you're at.
Exactly.
And it really showed me the importance of being kind to myself. I was always very, it's underrated. Being kind to yourself is so underrated. But if you practice and take this tool and work at it, you'll catch just how much you shit talk yourself that you may not realize those little thoughts intruding your mind. And you'll actually have a tool to kind of redirect it, you know, by using it to almost hurt your, really let it hurt for a minute there. And maybe you won't do it as much.
Yeah. Maybe you like, you actually want it to prick.
Yeah.
And you want it to like, actually like draw some blood a little bit. Yeah.
It makes me call myself stupid way less.
Right. Cause it hurt your feelings. Cause if you're imagining someone else doing it.
Exactly.
I just think it's a really cool thing. When Laura told me that, I was like, we should say this on the podcast.
Yeah.
I just felt like it was something that like, I think it could really, you know, carry in some people, and maybe some people might have to hear that. And if you're super, super self-deprecating and it's like, you know, that could be a reason that things aren't going the way you want it to be, because you're not putting yourself on this plateau or on this fucking stage you need to be on.
You have to.
Like, that's literally what it's about, is like you being your biggest cheerleader, your biggest fucking advocate. Because honestly, if you're not, who will be?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, like, let's say something happens, heaven forbid, and like your biggest cheerleader is no longer there. What's going to happen? It's going to be you and yourself, you, yourself and I.
People are so quick, you know, to think or call someone crazy for the daily affirmations thing and like looking in the mirror morning, I am beautiful, I am smart, I can achieve this. You know, people are so quick to label that and be like, okay, crazy.
Okay, calm down, fucking weirdo.
But then why are you not crazy for looking at yourself and be like, I am stupid, I am lame, I suck, I was too quiet at that loser. Event. Yeah, yeah, okay, loser. Mm-hmm. No, you're the crazy one. Yeah. You know what I mean? And really replacing that too, going in with affirmations will... it'll change your life. People, the thing is that people don't believe in it because you have to try it, and it like changes your life in different ways that you don't expect. You know what I mean? Like changing your thoughts changes your ways in your life that you won't even see coming. Like you can't even plan for.
But I think a lot of people that shit on it have never tried it either.
True.
I think a lot of people that are like shitting on this idea or like this self-affirmation, this kind of thing, a lot of people don't want to do that because they don't see themselves worthy of being doing that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think that if they were to try it and they would see it, they'd be like, oh shit, maybe I should have done this long ago. So it's really something that you should just, you know, try, attempt, like, you know, be your biggest cheerleader. You're only going to have you at the end of the day for the rest of your life.
What does it hurt to try and be nice to yourself?
More than you already are.
Yeah.
More than you already are. Mm-hmm. Such as our little beginning mantra. Our little challenge at the beginning.
We wanted to challenge you guys.
It's a challenge.
Give it a go.
Let's see what you think.
You'll get caught up real quick.
And let us know in the comments if you've ever like noticed that about yourself and you get caught up in it. Because I think it's really easy too. Especially when you're on a downward spiral. I'll have days where I'm like spiraling so far down.
Yeah.
And all I can think about is only negative things about myself. And I can't even find a positive.
I definitely have gone into that. I will say the more I deep dive into my books and like get focused on that, I do it less. But I will say, of course, there are times when I'm not currently reading and like I'll forget like the messages. And even this book talks about like I have a mantra on my phone and it's so great. And she said to read this mantra every day because you have to keep reminding yourself or else you'll fall right back into your same patterns. It's like brain is your biggest or your muscle and you have to work it every day. And that means remembering things. But anyways, this quote on my phone, it basically says, I'll summarize it, but it says our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. And it is our light, not our darkness, that is what frightens us the most. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? So basically, it's saying like you are all those things and that you should not in any way downplay those things when you're around other people. Like, one, you should know you're those things. Mm-hmm. And then whenever you're around other people, never down yourself to their level.
Smaller.
Don't ever make yourself smaller. Mm-hmm. Even if people may judge you and think you're cocky or too confident, whatever that may be, because what's going to happen in the quote, it specifically says you will lighten their light by being your biggest self in front of them, regardless of you worrying about making them feel small.
That's so, I honestly completely agree with that. You know what's funny? It reminds me of like, so at the gym I go to, every single time I go to the gym, I go to like the little juice bar area and I get a little like shot, those little like ginger, like
healthy immunity boosting shots.
Yeah, there's like shots that like boost your immunity. And I always see like the same two employees like literally every single time I go there, and they're always like, it's the shot boy. Like, yeah, it's me, which is funny because I actually don't even drink alcohol.
The shot boy.
You think that I'd be the shot boy,
He's
right?
The shot boy.
I'm the shot, but I am the shot boy at the gym. So one day that I had went up, I was like, oh, can I just do like, you know, my mini boosting shot? And I came up to him, and I'm just smiling, like, you know, just normal casual me. And he stops, and he's like, it's just like cool, straight guy, very, very chill. I just definitely get straight energy. I don't know for sure, but I'm like, I have a pretty good gaydar. I can kind of tell if someone's like gay or straight or not.
Right.
So I get very straight vibes from him. And he was just like, you know, I have to say, like, you coming in here every day, like, it just really brightens like the mood here.
Oh my God. And I was like,
are you serious?
That is so sweet. I was like,
he's like, your energy is just like really like infectious energy.
Oh my God.
And I was like, I literally was like that. And I told him, I was like, that made my whole day.
Stop.
Like him saying that was so sweet. And like, it's just so weird because it just reminds me of like, if you just like are yourself and you're just being your authentic you, mm-hmm. it can really feed on, like people can see that.
I actually went to an event earlier today, and it was Rare Beauty. So Selena Gomez's manager was mm-hmm. the speaker, and she also manages Gwyneth Paltrow, Paul Rudd, iconic
people,
Billie Eilish, like A-listers only, mm-hmm. the most iconic A-listers. And basically, like, she gave us like almost a 2-hour like speech on mm-hmm. everything and did some Q&A. But it's funny because the book I'm reading, like, everything, you have to keep in mind, this is like a crazy successful woman.
Insanely successful.
Like, she's insane. Legendary. She's legendary. She has her own agency too, her own management firm. And I'm talking about, like, this lady is like way beyond, like, I'm lucky I even got to like hear her speak, to be right. honest. But she is, and everything she was saying and like talking about like making it through this life, like everything she said was like in my book specifically.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, like verbatim, like things. So I know, like, she knows the tea. Like, I, whenever I heard her say things, I was just like, she knows what she's talking about.
You're like, that was my self-hope.
I'm personally practicing all these different things mm-hmm. that she is speaking right now, which, by the way, that's a form of manifestation right there. Me doing all this work on myself and then going to an event where she's talking on it. That's manifesting that.
No, I love that. I feel like even you seeing her speak and having that moment is a manifestation in itself. Like,
it is.
You witnessed her saying those things. You probably were meant to hear those things.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it just meant, like, it's all in that same path, same wavelength.
It is.
Same vibe.
I've manifested. I was manifesting things in my life before I even knew what manifesting is, because I can look back and know that weird. I did things and thought about things and were so passionate about things. I brought them into my life.
Isn't that so wild? But I
didn't.
About?
Yeah. And I didn't even know what manifesting mm-hmm. was. So we're going to go to a break.
Okay, perfect.
And then we'll be back with what's going on in the world.
What's going on?
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in mm-hmm. your cocktail.
Mm-hmm. It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health. Thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, cat food, it's been the same forever, and it's time that we move our cat food from like just little kibble and little hard little pebbles to, you know, get into the 21st century, and that is what Smalls is.
I love Smalls cat food for my cats. I'm a cat mama. Yes. And we feed our cats wet food for sure. We always have. But I've always, you know, looked at the ingredients and I'm like, I don't know what's right. You guys, Smalls is the one and my cats actually like it. Smalls was started in 2017 when a couple of guys were at home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world.
I'm absolutely obsessed with that. I think that it's so cool that they are doing that. And I just, you know, we want to feed our little furry friends the best things that we can feed them. So give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/fool and use promo code FOOL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FOOL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FOOL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
And we're back. We're back. Welcome back to Full Coverage. Meow, meow, meow. Meow,
meow, meow. Your favorite podcast, as you guys already know.
All right, so Manny hit me with this crazy story.
Okay, listen.
Manny hit me with some news.
Listen, listen, listen. The thing is, it has now consumed my entire TikTok feed to the point where it's actually kind of a shock. So, we have Chelsea.
All right.
And we have Lance.
All right.
Also known as Modern Warrior.
On TikTok.
On TikTok. Modern Warrior on TikTok. And I believe it's Chelsea H-A-R or something. I don't follow her clearly.
Okay.
And so basically, there's a whole, like, there's a war going on.
What's crazy is, I guess I just... Like it pop, I remember seeing his face pop on my For You page and I scroll, but if you scroll, you know, you lose it out of the algorithm.
Exactly. Right. If you kept going.
If you don't watch it.
He's the one that's like very, he's known for like, hey, colonizer. Like he's the one that would like take something from someone else and be like, kind of like wreck that person in a way.
Wait, what?
That's what he's known for.
Wait, what does he do?
Let's say like it was a guy talking about something.
Was he funny?
No, he was being like, he was like trying to like take him down.
Like bad people?
Yeah, like people like that were just like...
Like people that say things that are
inappropriate,
rude.
Or like inappropriate, okay, or something like okay. that. In a way, but I feel like it's always kind of been taken... Or like, let's say it's someone like making fun of someone else.
Okay.
And he'll like take that and be like, hey, colonizer, hey, da, da, da. And he'll like use that.
Okay.
So I've seen a couple of videos. I'm just not a ton because I didn't follow his content.
Yeah.
But that's kind of what he was known for, right? Is like this kind of content where he's commenting on other people's comments.
I've seen those, but they're mostly funny. You know what I mean?
No, like, and it's not really as funny.
Okay. His is not a funny vibe.
No.
See, really I don't follow, man. Manny doesn't follow these people and I don't either. And it's not that we're too cool to follow them. It's just that.
No, it's just like not what we really just, see.
Yeah, I haven't seen them in it's the not feed.
My For You page is literally shirtless men gay shirtless men, anime, or reality TV and drama.
Mine are literally pop all culture. Girls being funny, like girl comedians.
Oh, and funny, yeah.
Mine's all girl comedians, my whole entire page.
That's like what my so that's what I don't really have any like serious stuff really on mine because I don't really pay attention to. I'm like, I'm on TikTok to have fun, you know?
Exactly.
But anyway, so there's like a situation going on between Chelsea and Lance.
What did Chelsea do on TikTok before this? Do you know?
She, I've seen some content from her. She was kind of like breaking down like what COVID was at the time.
Like a news almost?
Almost like she was kind of giving news vibes, okay. But it wasn't like fully just that kind of content. But like the way she would explain things, she would also kind of do something similar to Lance, where she would get a comment that was saying like, oh, like you know nothing about COVID. And she's like, really? Because I actually can do X, Y, and Z. And then like would break it down and she would just like, ooh, like bing, bing, bing. Like very that. So they were kind of similar
I
in that way.
I see similarities.
I see some kind of similarities actually. But anyway, there's a situation going on between them too. And it's basically what had happened was, so Lance goes on his TikTok and is like, hey, you know, I just want to say I'm sorry to Chelsea. Like I'm a bad communicator and I'm sorry that our friendship ended. She gets that clip of his video and she goes, I might be pregnant with your child.
Ooh. Wait, why did he publicly say?
I honestly don't even know how it started. I don't know why it would start like
why
that.
Why would he start that? Like,
why would she started it? I don't even know who's.
Maybe.
It could have been her. I don't know. But why take this public? I have no fucking idea. Truly, I have no idea.
You guys.
Unless it's to literally weaponize your audience. I can't imagine any other reason.
What's going on between them two is a public fight that should be very, very, very private.
Very private.
Between like a couple, essentially.
Between like adults.
Adult couple.
Because like for her, she was like, you know, I could potentially be pregnant with your child. And then she started going to the story of like, you know, her her past trauma and like what she's dealt with and all this stuff. And she's like, and you knew these things and all this kind of stuff. And she basically said that he was not giving her informed consent. Like, she didn't have informed consent to say, I would have never had, you know, condom-free sex with you.
Oh.
If I knew you were sleeping with other women.
Okay.
So he seems to be
a little player.
That's what I'm gathering player, here. We got a little player on our hands.
And Chelsea did not know. She thought she was in a monogamous.
Uh-huh.
Relationship with Lance.
Uh-huh.
Comes to find out.
So it got hot and heavy.
She finds out she's actually not. This feels very Jerry Springer, by the way.
Honestly, you're so fucking
It's giving
right.
Jerry Springer.
It's giving Jerry.
Because it gets crazier.
No, it does. And so like it, so that's obviously going on. Like, they're literally having like this literal public feud. Chelsea's going in on him. And then so it gets wilder because another woman comes out of the woodworks that honestly looks very similar to Chelsea. I showed you
it's
her and you're like, is that not the same person?
It's shocking how similar the two women look.
They look very similar. And so she basically stitches her and it's like kind of having this moment where she's like, you know, it's not just me. Lance has done this to so many other people. Like, look what he's done. Da-da-da. Basically just like being like, Lance is a terrible human being, essentially. Right? Turns out the girl that came public was like, I felt like she made another video and was like, honestly, I feel like Chelsea was like trying to coerce me to get that information out of me. I felt like she was just trying to use me. And I feel like she's using her like white woman tears to get like her audience to feel bad for her and attack Lance.
Okay.
So it became this like massive situation where
it's involving three
people now constantly going. Also the fact that like I've seen videos of the fact that she has, an accent on her TikToks. Like she's like
Chelsea does.
Chelsea.
Okay.
Has like this very specific kind of accent. Like no one can like really pinpoint what it is. But then on her like close friends TikTok, it's like, hey guys. So like this is what's going on. Super normal. Which is like very weird to me.
Yeah.
Just on a side note.
Yeah.
But basically the issue here is the fact that people are kind of having an issue with the fact that Chelsea's saying that it was an SA.
Okay.
She's saying that it was a SA in this situation because she didn't have informed consent. This is where it gets sticky.
This is where it's getting sticky.
Because I'm like, because at the end of the day, like, you cannot say that her feelings aren't valid. Like, her feelings are always going to be valid in whatever she feels.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, people who are SA survivors are like, this is not
are coming
SA.
For her. They're coming because they have dealt with some pretty
traumatic horrible things. And it's like, you.
And they see this girl because her man basically cheated on her.
Right.
Her referring to that as not consent, referring to that as SA. SA. And these people who have been traumatized girl,
that's why it gets like it's a really hairy situation where it's a damn minute, because even me like thinking about it, I'm like, wait, I don't even like I can't even
I don't
follow.
Know all the rules
me,
in that
yeah, me neither. That's why I'm like
I don't
I am confused
but
and then
obviously
also,
if SA people are coming for her, then I mean we have to question.
There's definitely questions in mind. Mm-hmm. But also like I was seeing a lot of other receipts kind of popping up of her DMing people saying like, because she also talked about like, the fact that she had a miscarriage. Another very
intense
topic. Is
she still pregnant with his child, or was that the miscarriage?
I have no idea. Maybe that is or not, but I just know that there's like that situation happening.
Oof.
And so people are like, oh my God, that makes, and again, this like trauma, weaponizing this trauma against someone and using these like, you know, like really horrific situations. And then comes to find out that she, someone DM'd her about it, and she was like, "Well, I had an abortion, you know, just dealing with. I was just dealing with a lot of like trauma at the time, kind of going through it." And it's like,
the thing is, I'm not judging her for having the abortion.
No, of course not.
I'm judging her for saying she had a miscarriage
when she had an abortion.
It's just not the truth.
It's just not. It's not what it is.
It's not what happened.
And so a lot of people are like, "Baby, that's happened to me.
I didn't know that happened, honey."
Yes. So it's like this, like, whoa, what's like the wires aren't crossing.
Yes.
With her, because I don't think that she's understanding what she's saying.
There's multiple stories that seem to be going out now, and it seems like they just keep getting more and more and more.
Hairier and hairier. And it's like, at the end of the day, she feels what she feels.
Yes.
At the end of the day, he feels what he feels. He should have been more transparent.
He should have been
obviously,
more transparent.
You know, maybe don't have
it's so clear
sex
he was
constantly.
Being a player.
100%.
I mean, men do it, women do it, people do it. They play games, but you can't take that, which it's clear that she's like hurt and freaking out, but she's mm-hmm. definitely using this moment on TikTok because it's so public. Like,
it's
why?
So public.
Girl,
like, why
call
else?
Him, call the other girl, mm-hmm. figure it out. But it's like, seems, but he keeps making videos too.
Yeah, but it's like weird because I'm like, okay, all your comments are turned off.
Hers.
All her comments are turned off. And she's like constantly uploading these things. And I'm like,
constantly.
Are you using this like situation to just gain followers?
Well, I think that's why people are getting so like fed up with the situation.
I honestly would be.
Like,
I'd be like, bro, talk to him then.
Yes.
Like, have a grown ass, adult ass conversation. Take this shit off. Because I feel like we're literally witnessing like something we shouldn't be witnessing.
It's like we're in their bedroom watching them yes. argue. It's so crazy.
I feel like I'm in their text thread and I don't want to be. Everything I've learned about them has been against my will.
Yeah.
That's how I yeah. feel. I'm like, dude, can you guys like take this offline? Because honestly, it's a very sticky situation. Like, oof. There's obviously wrongdoings on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
But like, who knows what the truth actually is? At the end of the day, it's like, you guys need to discuss this amongst yourselves and keep it offline because it's too much.
It's too
this
much.
It's gone so hairy and it's gone so deep and it's gotten rooted into such like traumatic things that it's like, it's getting a little heavy.
Honey.
A little heavy for TikTok.
It's so crazy. What we need is for you two to get off TikTok and figure it out.
Please.
That's what has to happen.
Please and thank you.
Thank you. All right, Manuel. Moving on, next in the world. Marlena makes a statement that Makeup Geek is closing.
I know.
For good.
It's done.
I'm actually so surprised. I'll say this. I never really knew Marlena. I know so many influencers in our space were mm-hmm. close with her. Of course mm-hmm. you were.
Yeah.
I never got the pleasure of being close with her or really mm-hmm. even knowing her. So I don't know much about her. But what I can say is Makeup Geek was so iconic. It really was.
100%.
I remember, you know, being so excited. I was a part of their affiliate program, as was every fucking same. Influencer on planet mm-hmm, Earth. Mm-hmm. But, you know, excited. It had a huge history in the beginning
yeah.
of beauty.
Honestly, a dead ass. I think that she's like one of the first influencer makeup brands.
I agree with that. I agree
like
with that.
Like dead ass. I think she's, Makeup Geek was on for like
there's
12 years.
There's possibility she's close to being the first.
If not the first, like can't mm-hmm. quote us on that, but she was one of the first ever.
Yeah.
And she like was, she truly did crawl so a lot of people can run.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? With the brand. And so when she announced like a couple of days ago that the brand is closing down, I was like, what?
I was really, really shocked.
You know, me and Marlene, like we had a super close relationship in back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were really, really close friends. We did a collaboration together. We did a palette. And it was such a wonderful experience. Like, truly, that was, like, one of the things that truly, like, sparked my own creativity and passion for creating makeup.
Yeah.
That was that collaboration specifically.
Yeah.
And she let me have so much reign with it. And I was able to, like, you know, put a lot of myself into it. And I had so much fun doing it. So seeing her, you know.
It's sad. But
it, like,
I
want to
say this. You like, yeah, maybe it's sad, but I'm not gonna sit back and be like, oh, this is a failure, because it's not.
Right.
If you're smart enough, I mean, she probably made a killing off that brand, totally. Super successful. And you also have to be smart enough to know when to quit and know when it's time.
When it's like, okay, let's wrap it up.
And who knows? She may move on to something so much bigger and better than this.
I actually ended up watching her video because she did a video dedicated to it, because I was like really curious, because I texted Marlena.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, like, I know I see this everything kind of going on, and I just wanted to wish her that, you know, happiness and just love and light, because it's such an intense time to kind of go yeah. through that. And I know it's such an emotional thing. Like, I can't even really yeah. imagine how emotional that would be. So I just texted her and wanted her to know that, you know, I was thinking of her. And I watched her video and we had a conversation about it, and she was really sweet. But I watched her video, and she was just like, you know, talking about the fact that COVID was really big.
Yeah.
You know, it hit really, really hard. It hit really, really heavy when it did, like with a freaking hammer.
Yeah.
Struck. And so it really affected a lot of businesses, hers included. And so it's just like kind of been, you know, a little while coming at mm-hmm. this point, where mm-hmm. she's like, you know, with production lead times and so much stuff going on. She's like, when I created the brand, that was 12 years ago.
Oh, wow. 12 years?
Yeah, it was like so many years ago. She's like, when I started, she's like, I was a different person back then. I started when I was 28.
Wow, no one's the 42, same person 44. That they are from 12 years ago. No
exactly.
one.
Exactly, no one is.
No one is.
I was like, holy shit. So she's like, I want to do more. She's like, I feel like I've done this with my brand. It's ran its course. I've had the most amazing experience, And she appreciated everyone, of course. She's like, but I want to do more with my life now.
I feel like she will.
She has a family. She has a baby.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I feel like she will. And I feel like at the end of the day, like if she really, really, really wanted to keep Makeup Geek going, she could.
Right.
But I feel like this is one of the situations where she knows it's time to close the door and mm-hmm. ready to move on to the next chapter of her life. So maybe we'll see more from Marlena.
Yeah. And I think that's just the best way to put it, because I think that at the end of the day, if you don't do what makes you happy, then stop doing it.
It doesn't matter. You know? It doesn't matter. And I don't think people sometimes acknowledge how short life is. After my mom died, it was the first time I said, oh my God, if I die at the age of my mom, I have 20 years left.
Right.
That's it.
Which is shocking.
If I die at the age of my mom, and less if I die at the age of my dad, that's all I have left. And that's real.
Yeah.
So people don't realize like the value of being happy. Mm-hmm. Life is short. People look at that and see so many years.
Yeah.
I have less time than I've already lived on Earth. Like if life were to go that way.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's real. That's what's real. So mm-hmm. it's like really important to do what makes you happy.
Especially like things like that, like they'll shake you reality into you.
Exactly.
Reality will get shuck into, like even this situation with Marlena, I was like, wow, like that's just like another eye-opening experience.
It is.
That, like, people are going through shit all the time without even knowing. Mm-hmm. And you know, me and Marlena have had like our little spats here and there, and we've had like issues in there. But at the end of the day, like I care about her and I want the best for her. And
it's
like I do with everyone. Like I want the absolute best for
her.
Well,
you've only
said
positive things about her to me. I've never really heard you say anything negative about her. Mm-hmm. So I know you have a lot of love for her.
Because
you never shit talk her. You never have anything negative to say, regardless of what the situation may be.
Yeah. So. Well, at the end of the day, I just wish her love and light, and I want the best for her. And, you know, if closing the doors and making things best for her, then baby,
close the doors, because close more are opening.
Door. Exactly. More will open. When one door closes, many other doors open.
Exactly.
And you can focus on other things.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with what Miss Brittany has to say.
Ooh. Ooh.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than they're worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalude.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
Okay, cool. And we are back with another little spicy hot topic.
Okay, Britney Spears goes to Vegas and she's got a lot to say. So remember she had the residency in Vegas and like a lot came out from that with her conservatorship.
Do you remember that fucking video where she just kept walking?
Oh, yes. For the party, like celebrating it.
Yes, where she had like got some more and they just, she just kept on walking. She was like, maybe perform or something like that. They forced
her to be there. Oh, she deleted it off of her Instagram.
No, she didn't.
The post.
You know what? Let me go look. I have another spot where I think I can find it. Okay, as well. Good. But she did like write in a typed out situation from, you know, from going to Vegas for the first time since like everything's gone down. And I'm like, honestly, I'm just happy for Brittany to be able to feel like, okay, got it. Yep. Boom.
Yep.
I'm going to read it. Wow. Being a guest in Las Vegas is way better than being me. Or wait, is it? Because my family got to be stars when I worked in Vegas. I mean, damn, they were given star treatment, spas, alcohol, the whole nine yards. But guess what? This was my first time. It was absolutely lovely being treated like an equal in Las Vegas for the first time in 13 years. Huge wow. Difference. Moments like this, all I do, moments like this, all I do look up and say, really, God, all this time? Then I rewind, put some heels on, and realize I don't have to entertain my family anymore and be their puppet. I'm here to say one thing and one thing only. Kiss my motherfucking ass. But you know, not really say it. Just reflect it with a smile and drink in my hand. Stay classy, people, and don't forget to say your prayers.
This is the thing. So Brittany went to Vegas and she wrote how she felt about it because like every time she went to Vegas, she was there to work under her conservatorship while her family got treated like gods because of who she is and the work that she's doing. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, she's a workhorse.
I can't even imagine like being Brittany in that situation where it's like she got to experience Vegas for the first time being Britney Spears, the one getting to enjoy the fruits of her labor and not work.
Can you imagine?
I can't. Like I genuinely can't because I feel like that is truly so insane for someone's family to take over, like to just really take advantage like that.
It's I next can't even level. Imagine.
I can't honestly, like my parents do everything that they can for me and my brothers.
Right.
That's like who they are as people. They will literally, to the day they die, they will have done everything they did for us.
Like so I can't know imagine your a family and like I can't imagine like there's no world where you have to go to Vegas to do this and that and they're just like behind the scenes like laughing drinking while you just work yourself to death. No, that's there's no world.
No, literally no world. Like that's why it's like so crazy to me. I'm like that her parents would sister, do that to her and she, sister.
I wouldn't doubt
would,
a sister too.
Would do that though she because said I'm family. Like. Wait, what? It just doesn't make sense because my parents are the complete opposite parents of those people. So it's like, I can't really, I just can't imagine it. I can't really like really hone in on that.
Not at all.
You know what? I just said hone in. Everyone would be clowning me on fucking Cool Coverage for saying hone in.
This dude over here be honing on stuff.
I don't even realize I fucking say hone in. I know. And then everyone, I saw a couple comments that were like, damn, the hold that Hone In has over Manny is just truly something. I'm like,
Hone In has a choke. Hold
on, Manny. Baby, I am held by the hair like this.
We need someone to take a with tally. Hone In.
No.
Hone In tally.
Not a Hone In tally, please.
It's okay. I'm sure there are things I say.
We all say like little things.
Repetitively.
Wow, not Hone In.
Honed In.
But like honestly,
at his car end of the tag day, actually says Honed In.
That's my bag. That's my bumper.
Yeah, that's on Hone his bumper. Honed In.
Homo In. Just kidding. But no, I just really I cannot imagine a fucking world on this earth that like parents would be like putting themselves before like their kids in a way.
Isn't it sick though? Because they literally said, okay, whenever she needed the conservatorship, like for that small amount of time, needed her help while she got healthy. Mm-hmm. Like they're like, we were able to turn this into 13 years.
13 years.
And like use it like a sick tool. You know what I mean? Like,
it's because they got so accustomed to this little lifestyle.
Oh my God.
They got accustomed to this lifestyle and they used the work that Brittany put in to right into the sunset.
Yeah.
And it's like, how dare you like use your child in that way that's, and that's, make it seem like you're in the right because you're the conservator.
They quickly learned that the internet was no longer going to allow that, because without Britney's fans, this I don't think it would have happened. I think the people who put in the work and her fans who did this for her. I mean, she thanks her fans all the time for helping her in this.
I mean, would this have all transpired if social media wasn't around?
No.
I just don't think it would have.
And this is why I think like magazines and media got away with talking so poorly, as we discussed, like about Britney or about Kim Kardashian being pregnant, anyone trashing women, because there wasn't social media. So essentially they never got to have feedback. They just got to run wild and do whatever they want and have people think whatever they wanted people to think.
There was no repercussions for them.
There was no repercussions. And now it's like, you don't get away with it. It's a different fucking ball game.
Even literally, if you get too crazy with your fucking title.
Yeah.
Or your article title.
Oh, yeah, your article. Or even them, like TMZ, like in the middle of like a hard time, they're like, Kim Kardashian. I swear, I hope Kim's invoicing them. I mean, I'm sure she loves the free press because they're always on her side, typically.
Yeah.
Typically they are. They don't say much negative about her, but it's like, my God, it's every daggum day.
But like I'll see stories that are like, so like the story itself had nothing to do with what they like titled the story to be.
Yeah.
And it's like, but it's like something like where it's like huge international outlets doing that. It's not like it's like a little like mom and pop little magazine of a town.
This is reaching.
It's literally
people.
Like reaching millions of people, and it's something so wildly outlandish that has nothing to do with what it actually was.
Exactly.
I'm like, how are you gonna clickbait the whole world?
I'm gonna tell you something, these articles will do anything on God's green earth to get Kim's name in the article some way. Kim won't
they've met Kim
like,
one time.
It's like they want to turn a story somehow to her because apparently obviously she's the one getting the clicks, or they wouldn't do that,
right?
But it's like, people, let it lie.
Can you just let her live for a fucking second?
Just a second.
Even if it's in the Balenciaga outfit.
Oh! Not the tape! Not the tape!
The tape.
You guys.
Laura.
This is the thing. When I saw it, I was telling Mandy, I was like, wow, this is really cool. They like made her outfit there out of tape. It's not, I thought it was off the runway, but no, it's actually like tape. It's real tape.
I thought it was off the runway as well, by the way.
And then I'm like, wow, this is like so cool. Like, how did they work out like elbows and joints with
movement.
That? Like, they're like, fashion is so beyond.
It would be so tight.
They didn't work any of that out.
She was mummified.
It was literally what I expected. They had a video come out of her walking in that suit.
Like a little Barbie
penguin
doll.
Barbie.
Like a little penguin Barbie.
No
hybrid.
Joints. No joints.
Like this.
The balls and confidence you must have to walk like that into a fashion show.
I mean, being that you're Kim K, maybe.
Well, yeah. And I guess if Balenciaga was like, honestly, we need you to wear
this. I want to tape you in.
I'd be like, you're going to have to tape me in then.
I want us to literally have to cut you out
like
of it.
Like if Balenciaga, that would be my luck though. Like if Balenciaga ever wanted to dress me.
Oh yeah.
That would be it.
100%.
They would be like, this is it.
They would like, we would also like to have a tape head wrap as well.
Yep. For your whole
thing. We would like you to
no one will know it's you.
We would like it to be from here to here.
Here to the toes.
The toe.
We will cut two breathing holes.
That's all you get.
And that's all you'll get.
Not even a mouth one. You get two breathing for the nose.
We don't want them to know.
It's you.
Great.
Speaking of fashion, it reminds me of when, did you see that video that just came out? That was like the Rihanna was late to a fashion show.
Yeah. Oh, I love that shit.
Oh,
Who the hell do you think you are? Are you fucking delusional? What? Look at Rihanna. So this video comes out, Rihanna walking this in a
bitch,
little bit
dude.
Late. You're late to a fashion
Twice.
Show.
She's like, you're late.
You're late.
You're late. Rihanna looks over her just like this little like, no shit.
That's literally what she said to her.
And
no
kept walking.
Shit. Oh, I ate it.
Honestly,
up.
I was like, oh. It made me love her more.
I'm like,
it really did.
I don't get it. I don't get the point in yelling that at her. I don't get it.
I just love her like side eye of like, no shit.
Oh, she looked at that girl like, oh,
you're gonna get it.
You're gonna get it.
You're gonna get it.
You're gonna
if you
get
don't
it.
Stop.
Yep. And she got a little bit.
No, she did. Honestly, she deserved it. I think that was super, super rude. And like,
so
for
rude.
You to even yell, like, just even the whole idea that people have to yell at the celebrities just to get their attention, like, very like screaming at them, screaming at their face, all this kind of stuff. I'm like, yo, you know they're not fucking zoo animals, right?
They're
like,
not
they're actual
zoo.
Fucking people.
They are not zoo animals.
But people treat them like that.
They
like
do.
With the constant flashing or
they
the grabbing or the.
The grabbing.
The grabbing's crazy.
The grabbing.
The grabbing and the flashing lights, the screaming. It's like, And you guys wonder why fucking celebrities freak out when like hit someone or run them over or something like that. Like,
yeah. By the way, we're not talking about ourselves. We're talking about like.
No, I'm talking about like. That's why I'm not.
We're
saying
talking about like celebrities. We didn't say influencers. We said we're talking about A-list celebrities.
Talking about A-listers here. I'm talking about fucking real celebrities. I know a listener's
gonna comment and be like.
You guys think you're a fucking celebrity? No, we don't. I'm not saying
No, I'm saying that.
The fact
I always like to clarify.
I mean, honestly, if you need to clarify that, when I literally said like celebrities, I'm like, you guys.
True.
Don't try it.
Don't say it.
Don't fucking try it. I'm talking about like actual celebrities. I don't. I would definitely not consider.
It's a completely different genre.
But I wouldn't even consider myself a celebrity anyway.
No, I don't consider myself a celebrity.
No. Mm-hmm. I'm like, and I wouldn't consider myself to the point where I have fucking paparazzi like fucking in my face, fucking clicking, screaming at me, grabbing me. Like that's not happening. So. Yeah.
So there you go. So it's not me.
But I just think it is really, really crazy and wild that people will act like that towards human beings.
Yeah.
Or like they'll like another encapsulate them into like a car where it's like everyone's surrounding the car and it's holding them down. I would freak
like if you like that person, do you think that's what they want?
Do they want you to
Justin Bieber is another one that be going off on people, but sometimes it's like rightfully deserved. Like this person standing outside of his apartment.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
He was like, this is where I live. Like you can't be here. Like,
do not understand the concept of that.
And then the girl, okay, but can I get a picture? No.
You can't.
He did say no.
But I mean, honestly, like it's like
respect thing. It's a read the room.
It's a read the room and it's a respect thing. It's like if you truly cared about that person.
Yeah, you wouldn't be doing that.
You wouldn't be doing that.
It gets so.
It becomes like a fatuation at that point.
Wild. Okay.
It gets too much. It's genuinely way too much.
It is. That was our last topic for today's Etsy. Yeah.
It was a shorter one. I'm like, because it is literally 10:30 at nighttime.
Oh, baby, it is past my bedtime.
It is past Laura's bedtime. Laura wouldn't even be on her phone right now.
Oh, no. Social time is so done for me.
It's done.
It's done.
It's TV time and bedtime.
Bedtime. I'm about to go watch Real Housewives of Atlanta. I love them.
You are. I want to watch Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
It's only one season, so it would be a good one for you because you won't be missing anything.
Exactly. So I kind of want to watch it because I've heard a lot about it. And I think they just
filmed season two as well. By the way, you're Mormon, so you're they throw me I don't know much about Mormon.
Right. Just like it falls into Christian.
Yeah. But I don't know Christian like faith. The details.
Totally.
Because there are a little this and that with it. With any religion, there is a little this and that. Like,
I am Mormon, but I'm not like active. Like, I don't. So
a lot of them say that. So I'm like, I don't know. It's just different. Mm-hmm. And so they're so fucking funny. Like the Salt Lake women, they're like, I'm Mormon and I know that God wants me to have my tequila company. It's just so funny. Like I like cry laughing. Like, I don't know. I'm not judging. I don't give a fuck. Do whatever the fuck you want to do. But it's just so like you're going to laugh.
Am I
going to
die?
You're
laughing?
Going to die.
Okay.
You're
That's why I've like been wanting to watch it. Like I've heard about it.
I need you to watch this.
Fucking funny. Cause I'm like,
you're okay, really going to get this. A kick.
Being that I grew up Mormon.
I have to watch it. I feel like you're gonna relate to them a little bit in little ways. I feel like you really will. So I think
I'll be like, like if they say something that I'll recognize it. Oh my god,
they talk about being Mormon 24.
Do they?
24. That's why it's part of the
personality.
It is. It's a personality trait.
It's not supposed to be a personality
trait. Like it's brought up so much, and it's why. Like it shocked me how much it's like strongly brought up. But like
so
they also are like wild. I am a Christian. Wild as hell. Yeah.
That's what makes me excited to watch it. Cause I'm like, I can't wait to see them like being like, I'm Mormon, but also like being.
I know the Mormon church watched. I don't know. I've never been to a Mormon church. But I don't know.
It would be so funny though.
I'm
gonna make my mom watch it too then.
Please.
She has to watch.
I know. She'll eat this up.
Oh, she'll eat it up. She'll scream.
So be sure and watch it.
She will scream.
You'll find things in there that'll crack you up.
Okay, I'm excited to watch it.
Well, anyways, we love you guys. Thank you for watching.
I will see you in next week's episode. Don't forget to, of course, rate, subscribe, comment, like, subscribe, like I just said, but like literally subscribe.
Because we're close to 100K.
Because we're close to 100K and I want to scream.
We love you guys.
We're getting close. We love you. Mwah. Bye.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.